Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Elder Angelique Lawrence coming to you with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our truth in Christ Jesus. So listen, I need you to go grab your pen, your paper, and your Bible. Amen. And while you're doing it, I want to remind you, you can always reach out to us on Facebook. Amen. Through Perfecting Love Missions. You can send us an email at perfectinglovemissions@gmail.com. Or you could also leave a comment in the comment question here on Blog Talk Radio. Now listen, I need you all to follow our feed on Blog Talk Radio, amen. And the benefits of that is as soon as the episode comes out, you're aware of it. You even might have a chance to call in on the live show, amen, because you'll have know ahead of time when the show is coming forth, and you can actually dial in to talk on the show, amen. So I highly suggest, if you have not already, follow us on Blog Talk Radio, amen, and you'll be able to get the first one to get the actual episodes as soon as they come out, amen. So by now, you might have your pen, your paper, and your Bible, amen, and we're going to start off with a prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness. Truly, this is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We thank and praise you. We thank you and honor you, Lord God, because you and you alone are worthy to be praised. We thank you for this opportunity to come together, Lord God. Hallelujah, because we know when two and three come together in your name, Lord God, that you're in the midst, Lord God. So we invite you in to be in our midst on today, Lord God. I thank you that I'm learning to decrease and you increase in me, Lord God, because we know it's not by might or power, but it's always by your spirit, Lord God. So Holy Spirit, you tuck in. You come in and just have your way, Holy Spirit. Touch the minds and the hearts of your people, Lord God. Give them what they need through your revealed word on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just honor you, we magnify you, and we praise you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, God bless you all, fellow truth finders on today. As always, we want to start off with what we talked about last time we were together, amen. And so the last time we were together, we talked about sin defined, amen. Sin defined, and I have to tell you, that was just not an easy lesson to go through, but it was very much needed because we found out that sin arises in our mind and our heart first. The action is the actual acting out of the sin, but we found out we have to develop it in our mind and our heart first. Amen. And that's what Jesus was talking about when he said in the Gospels that, you know, a man sins when he thinks in his heart on looking at a woman or think in his heart he's already committed adultery. And so what we need to understand is sometimes we try to govern our acts, but God is trying to tell us you have to deal with your mind. You have to have a renewed mind and a new heart, amen. And the only way to do that is through Jesus Christ, amen. You have to believe in your heart and believe in your mind that Jesus Christ died, and on the third day he did it for you. And you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit to help you govern, hallelujah, govern your actions, amen. He'll deal with your heart. He'll give you a new heart, amen, and you'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind through the word of God, amen. And so, excuse me, if you have not listened to that, I highly suggest you go back and listen to it, because sometimes we walk in religion and we try to please God in religion, but God wants us to please him in relationship. And the only way you're going to have a relationship with them, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and let the Holy Spirit reign and rule in your life. Because the Bible says those who are led of the Spirit, those are the sons of God. Amen. So God bless you all. You all can go back on Blog Talk Radio and listen to that. But on today, I want to talk about rain from heaven. Rain from heaven. And, you know, the Holy Spirit gave me this in one of my daily studies that I get up in the morning and I read my Bible. Amen. Ooh, hold on a second. Got a little sneezing action there. Amen. In my daily studies, it was some months ago, I was reading through my Bible in the morning, and God taught me about rain from heaven. And this morning I was like, I want to share that with my truth finders. I found it to be enlightening. I found it to be encouraging, and I want to encourage you in the Lord. Amen. So we're going to start with Acts chapter 14, and we're going to go to verse 17. Amen. Acts chapter 14, verse 17 says this. Amen. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness in that he did good, and gave a rain from heaven and fruitful season, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And so when we look at the actual just definition of just regular rain, amen, it's moisture condensed from the atmosphere that falls visibly in the separated drops. And I'm going to read that again because you're going to kind of see where we're going with this. Moisture condensed. Things in the atmosphere that are condensed, amen, moisture condensed from the atmosphere that falls visibly in separate drops. And if we look at it in the verb part of it as a verb, it's just rain falling down. And so when we look at rain from heaven, when I look at the rain from heaven, I see everything that I've been through, everything that God put in me, everything coming together, and I see the manifested glory of God. I see him pouring out for those labors, for those time of waking up 5 o'clock in the morning, reading my Bible, those times, Lord God, for praying and fasting. And so when I look at rain from heaven, I look at him putting all those things together and let me visibly see the manifestation of that blessing, amen. And so when we look at it, he said, why rain? Why does God send rain? Amen. Because, you know, we all know that rain is equated to water, and water in the Bible is equated to the Holy Spirit. Amen. The living water. Amen. But you say, why God in his word always talks about rain? Why rain? Well, let's just get over to Job. Best place to go to talk about God's blessing that comes from heaven would be Job. Amen. Hallelujah. In Job chapter 5. Verse 10, God says this. He says, who gives rain upon the earth and sends water upon the fields? Why? To set up on high those that be low, that those which mourn may be exalted to safety. He disappoints the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He takes the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the forward, amen, and carried headlong. Amen. And when we look at forward there, it means Willie Cummings, quick on them. Willie Cummings, amen, those forward ones, amen. He says in 14, they meet with darkness in the daytime and grope in the noonday as in the night. But he saves the poor from the sword, from their mouth, and from thy hand, the hand of the mighty. So the poor has hope, and iniquity stoppeth her mouth. Amen. And so when we see an iniquity here, because it's not talking about the iniquity that we have, but it's injustice. Amen. So God sends rain to his people to let them know that he is Emmanuel, the God that's always with them. And sometimes we know that in our heart, but sometimes he has to visibly send the word. We have to see the blessings of God manifest. We have to see God pouring out. We have to have that greater cloud of witness, amen, that he talks about in the Bible that just shows us, you know, I am with you. You might not see me physically, but I am with you. And how you know with me, because I'm going to see my rain. Let's look at Isaiah. We're talking about why God sends rain, amen. We said he was going to help us in the rain. He said he's going to take care of our enemies and raise up the just and give them hope. Amen. Let's look at Isaiah. Let's turn over to Isaiah because we're talking about why rain, why God is sending the rain. Amen. And he says in Isaiah 45:8, drop down, ye heavens. Amen. And a drop that rain down. Drops here mean rain down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, has created it. Amen. So God has to spring forth. Hallelujah. When God brings, hallelujah, Jesus, when God brings forth his righteousness, his justice, his equity, amen, he's pouring out a blessing that it may grow in the earth, amen. And so God has to, you know, we know that this is a sin-sick world, amen. We know that the prince of the air, amen, that this world is dying. But how does God give hope to us? He rains down hope to us. We know there's a peace, amen. Even in the next verse he says, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Amen. He brings forth the rain so we can see that he is God and besides he, there is no other. Sometimes we can walk around in this sin-sick, dark world and say, you know, we don't understand. It could be cumbersome. Amen. We can get weary and well-doing. But God said, I bring rain to you. Amen. So you can, things can flourish in your life. You can see spiritual flourishing things coming forth. Amen. I have to rain on you. I have to pour down because I can't come to you because it's a sin-sick world. But you do have my Holy Spirit inside of you. Amen. And I can talk to you and walk with you and help you get through it. Then sometimes I send visible, hallelujah, visible witness of who I am in you. Amen. And so when we look at rain from heaven, there's two types of rain. There's one rain, spring, which is spring rain, and we know about that in the spring. And here in North America, it usually comes about between March and May, amen, and it seems like it rains every single day, every single day, every single day. But that rain, the spring rain, comes in a time of plowing and planting, amen. So God has sent that rain to water those things that you have planted, amen. Those things, those seeds that you've been sowing, amen. Those seeds of righteousness, Lord God. Those seeds of giving, amen. Those seeds even that you planted in heartache, amen. God will send a rain to cultivate that ground for a harvest, amen. And when we look in the Bible, that spring rain is referred to as the former rain, amen. It's the former. That's what happens early in the year. It's the former rain, amen. Then the second type of rain is the fall or the winter rain, which we have a lot here in Chicago, amen, in the Midwest right now. That's that fall and winter rain that comes. And it's a rain that comes in the time of harvest. And so now I live behind a cornfield, amen. The farmers are out there harvesting the corn, and they're harvesting the soybeans because that's what we have here in our area. And they're harvesting things, and we have all this rain that seems to every day. It seems to rain. It's not as much as the spring rain that was needed for something to grow. Now that we have harvested, now it's the after rain to wash away the old stuff, to get the ground prepared for the next year. Amen. And so here in the Bible, that is referred to as the latter rain. Amen. So we hear the Bible talks about the spring, the former rain, hallelujah, and the fall, winter rain is the latter rain. Amen. So let's look over. I want you to turn over here. Because, you know, I don't want to say anything, truth finders, because we're all Bible people, amen. We know that we're going by the word of God, amen. Let's get to Hosea, because I want to show you, amen, here. When we talked about the former and the latter rain, right? The spring rain, hallelujah, and the fall winter rain that comes during the harvest, amen. But Hosea 6, chapter 6, verse 3 says this. And let me read this to you. Let me show this to you, truth finders. This is going to bless you. Amen. 6:3 says this. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. And so God is saying, if you just stick with this thing, Hallelujah. I'm going to bring you to a place that you're going to get the former and the latter rain straight from heaven. And heavenly rains always brings forth a harvest. It always brings forth increase. It always brings forth the blessings of God that make it rich and add no sorrow. Amen. And he said, let's look at Leviticus. Let's turn up to Leviticus. We're talking about the rain, right? The rain from heaven. We understand what rain is. We found that it's two types of rain. And now let's see what God is saying about the rain. Amen. So let's look at Leviticus 26 and 4. Flip over for my new saints. It's Old Testament, the very beginning. Amen. One of the first five books of the Bible. And we're going to look at Leviticus chapter 26. And I want you to go to verse 4. Leviticus 26 and 4. You get over there. I'm going to get over there. Amen. And it says this. 26 and 4. Let me get over there, guys. 26 and 4, because I know it's highlighted in my Bible, so I know I should be able to easily get to it. It says, then I will give you rain in due season. The thing about rain, which is interesting, is it only comes in its due season. What does that mean? It comes in the most appointed time by God, the time that's appointed by God. It doesn't come early in January because it's too cold and snow. And we could say that's rain, but that's not the rain that produces the harvest, amen. It doesn't come in the summertime, amen, because the hot sun will dry it up. But here in Leviticus, hallelujah, chapter 26, verse 4 says, then I will give you rain in due season. All rain comes in due season. I want you to remember that, saints. All the blessings of God that make it rich and add no sorrow has to come in the due season. Solomon talks about in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 when he said there's a time and season for everything under the sun. And he goes on to name them, the opposites, amen. But one thing about God's reign, it has to be in due season because God has an appointed time and an appointed season for everything in our lives. So he said, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and trees of the field shall yield their fruit. If you, God will never send the rain in a season that it's not going to flourish. And we have to remember that. Sometimes we think God is taking too long. Sometimes we think God is not with us. We think that God has forgotten us. But one thing about God, he doesn't live in time. We live in time. He doesn't live in time. He lives in eternity. And since he's an eternity, like the Bible says, one day in his presence is like 1,000 years. And so when we look at God and his reign and the blessings that make it rich and add no sorrow, amen, it has to come at the perfect time. I've been saved for 23 years now. And one thing I found is even when I'm going through some things, when I think God should move, when I go into depression, when God shows up, it's the perfect time. God's timing is always perfect. And so what happens is God's not going to send the rain before it's time. We have to understand that there's a due season for everything that God has been telling you, everything God has been promising you. There's a due season for it. And so you have to wait in that season with expectation, amen, expecting him to move. And just because he didn't do it when you thought he could do it, he's still going to do it. He's still God. Amen. Like the Hebrews boys say, nevertheless, if you do it or you don't, I still know that you're God. But I thank God for who he is and how he's moving, amen, and what he's done, amen. And so when we're still looking at God giving the rain, amen, so we found out in Leviticus 26 and 4 that God only sends rain in its due season. Let's get over to Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, and I'm going to read for you verse 23. Joel chapter 2, verse 23 says, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord for your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month, amen. And so when God blesses you, when your rain, when your due season comes and God starts to bless you, he will do like Ephesians said he's the God that's going to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask and think, according to the Holy Spirit that works down on the inside of you. When God comes, it's going to be like he says to Corinthians, I have not seen, ear has not even heard, the things I have for them that love us. Just hold on, saints. And now hold on, because I don't believe the saints hold on. I don't believe that God's people hold on. We stand. We stand firm in God. We stand strong in God. And you have to know the blessings of the Lord are coming for you as long as you stand in him. He said here in Joel chapter 2, he's going to send the former rain, not just send the former rain, amen. He's going to send it moderately, amen. It's going to be a lot of it, amen. He said it will cause come down for rain, come down for you. For you, and if you don't have that underlined in your Bible, underline, he's going to send that down for you, specifically for you, because you have a God of intimacy. You have a God that knows your name. You have a God that knows the very hairs on your head. And so know that he's going to send it for you. Amen. He says, cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, the latter rain in the first month. Amen. In the due season. He's, everything he said he would do for you, everything he promised you is coming forth. I promise you, saints, serving the God, hallelujah. Nothing you do for the Lord is ever in vain, amen. God sees you. God loves you. God is going to, hallelujah, bless you in every area of your life, amen. Just have your faith in God and wait on his reign, amen. Let's look at Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 55, and we got at least verses 10 through 13, amen. Excuse me, I seem to be kind of under the weather today, amen. It's the change of weather here, saints. We've been up and down. We were 80 degrees yesterday and 55 degrees 2 days before. So thank God for living in the Midwest, amen. That's why we have character. We have such variable weather, amen. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 55. And I'm going to read from you 10 through 13. This is one of my favorite scriptures. I've been quoting this scripture for years. But I'm going to start at 8 so you can get context. Amen. Isaiah chapter 55, and I'm going to start at 8. And it says, so my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. But as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returns not thither, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sowers and bread to the eaters, so shall the word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not, and if you don't have that underline that in your Bible, it shall not return unto him void, accomplished, unaccomplished, empty. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you unto singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. God's reign is coming forth to do something, and when it comes forth, hallelujah, when it comes forth to you, can't no man take it away. What God has for you is for you, and can't nobody take it from you. You is what God has for you, amen. How do I get the reign? Amen. Some of us walk, and we don't get the benefits or the blessings that God has for us. Amen. And you keep saying to myself, Elder Lawrence, I want that rain that you're talking about. I've been serving, I've been planting, I've been growing. The song says, you've been praying, you've been fasting. And so now what do I do next? Elder Lawrence, what do I do next? I'm glad you asked me. Zechariah chapter 10. Zechariah. For my newer saints, it's Old Testament, but it's closer to the New Testament, amen. Not Zephaniah, but Zechariah, chapter 10. And I'm going to read for you verse 1. And this is how you get the rain to start falling in your life, amen. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone in the field. Amen. And I'm going to read this in another translation that I had. It says, ask for the rain in the time of rain, a rain, spring rain that causes a healthy growth. The Lord will make a bright flashing clouds of lightning and give them shower. Amen. He said, the shower in the field. Planters, sowers, and those who till the land. For those of you who have been working the land, you've been doing the God. You've been faithful over a little. You did everything God asked you to. You've been faithful in your local congregation. Amen. You did everything Jesus told you in Matthew to go out and compel people to come, go into the highways and hedges and compel. You've been sowing. Amen. And it looks like you don't see the fruit of that coming forth. But I promise you, ask for the rain. You're in a position to ask the Lord for the rain, the former and the latter rain. Just go in and ask and say, Lord, hallelujah. You said if I be faithful over little, you make me rule over much. You go in, amen. You ask the Lord. It's okay to ask the Lord to rain on you. It's okay, hallelujah, to go before the Lord as a good father and say, Lord, I want the rain. I want blessings from the Lord. I want them to see the manifestation of your glory in my life, amen. And that happened. The world only understands what they see, amen, even though we walk by faith and not by sight, amen. They only go by what they see. So, God, you like, sock it to me, Lord. Let them see the glory of the Lord. Let them see that greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Let them know, hallelujah, that it be more for us than be for them, amen. That's the promises of God. Jesus said he came that we may have life, and not just life and living. He said you're going to have abundant life. So give me the abundant life, Lord God. Give me those things, amen. And it's not materialistic, amen. I'm not chasing materialistic things, Lord God, but I'm chasing the glory of God. I'm chasing the glory that, hallelujah, be manifest in this earth so they may know that they know that my God is real, that all power belongs to my God, amen. For those who have been faithful, for those who have been toiling, those who have been in the field doing the work of the Lord, it's time for you to ask for the rain. Amen. Ask for the rain. You can ask for the rain. Zechariah 10 and 1 say, ask for the former rain and the latter rain, the spring rain for stuff to pop forth and the former rain that comes in the harvest, amen, to wash those things out of your life that be not of God, those things that's been hindering you, amen. Another way you get the rain, let's look at this, and we're going to end here, amen. Let's look at James chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Get over there with me, saints. I need you to see this, amen. James chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. And it says this. I'm going to go up to 16, matter of fact. It said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. 17 said, Elias, which is Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth, but the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Amen. Brethren, amen. He was just like you, a righteous man before God, amen. And he went to the Lord and asked for rain, and God gave him rain, amen. And that's what God is saying to you, amen. He's not a respecter of man, amen. He knows you. He knows what you stand in need of, amen. And he is there with you, amen. Just ask for the rain. Saints, just ask for the rain. And watch him just pour out a blessing that there won't be room enough to receive. Amen. Press down, shaking together and running over. And it's not just always about material money, the blessings of the Lord, the mysteries of the Lord, the revelation of the Lord. All those things will start to fall on you. Just ask the Lord. Amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders. I thank you all for joining me here on today. Now, listen, I need you to go, amen, because I'm trying to get you all to go directly to Blog Talk Radio, amen, and receive the word directly, amen. You can make comments and questions, and you can download episodes. You can do all types of things there. So I highly suggest you go to Blog Talk Radio if you don't have an account, amen. So God bless you all and praise you all. And listen, It's the truth that makes you free. God bless you and have an awesome, awesome day.